Well, I'm here with Lee again. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And a few moments ago, something historic happened. Would it be right to say it was historic?
Probably the result of the third test was more historic.
Explain what exactly has just occurred.
Okay, so England have just completed... Sorry, the England cricket team just completed a 4-0 series win over India, having previously knocked them off the board number one spot by winning the third test.
Yep.
And completed the job at the Oval about 5 minutes ago. And I am very, very pleased.
Why is this such a big deal?
Well, you want to be out to say you support the world's best team, don't you? And it's so rare in the atrocious selection of teams that I support that I ever get to get behind a team that's world number one. Now, I've obviously followed the cricket for years and years. Travel around the world watching it, and it's kind of it's the completion of probably 18 months to 2 years of real ascent and quality work from the management and the players. It's just fantastic. So
this is not, in your view, a fluke or an unexpected outcome. This is very much a expected, deliberate conclusion.
I think a lot of people, it's the conclusion to basically a 2-year program that started when Andy Flower came in as coach and Andrew Strauss as captain. I think a lot of people thought this series would be a lot closer. India had injury problems and arguably picked the wrong sort of squad to tour in this country. But that sort of should pale into comparison to how good England were, because they're absolutely fantastic.
Why were they so fantastic?
Fitter, stronger, quicker, better. I mean, India have got this vaunted batting lineup that made 300 once in 8 innings in this test series. You know, that's a credit to our bowlers, and especially a credit to the way we fielded. I mean, I think the biggest disparity between both teams was the commitment that our players showed in the field compared to how lethargic and, shall we say, cricket fit some of the Indian players appeared to be.
By which you mean?
Fit for cricket, not necessarily fit for athletics. I don't think it's an accident they came down with so many injuries, but there's a lot of reasons why they didn't play. I mean,
haven't they come from a fairly hectic playing schedule beforehand?
Well, they all play in the IPL, but I mean, it's not as if the England team don't have a busy schedule too. Mm. I mean, tellingly, the best player they had performance-wise through the series was Rahul Dravid, and he was one of the few players who didn't play in the IPL and went on a test tour with a Indian side in the West Indies a few months back, and he was the only player they had really who looked like being out of cope, and you know, he was superb throughout the series.
Is this England side better than the side that won the Ashes in 2005?
The rankings say yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of people they'll always be sort of emotionally attached to that 2005 team because of what it meant, how the country reacted, what it was like to be in the grounds. But on paper, it would be a good game, but on paper and on consistency of results, this current team is better. There's no argument, really.
Better than 2005, but better than what? Early 80s teams? Or where does this
I mean, there's only been rankings for the last probably 8, 9, 10 years.
Okay.
But I mean, they're the best England team I've seen in my lifetime. They may not be my favourite team because that 2005 team holds a little special place in my heart.
Yeah.
But you can't argue with world number one ranking, can you?
I remember us talking just after the end of the Ashes.
Yes.
And you were saying with marked confidence that you expected them to go on to become number one in the world.
Yeah,
and I mean, here they are.
That's the consistency they've shown. I mean, their next challenge will be to go and win series away on the subcontinent.
Yep.
They're off to Sri Lanka and, well, they're playing Pakistan, but not in Pakistan.
So what's next? Which is the next?
Pakistan, right. But in it's being played in the UAE in January. And then South Africa are here next summer, which again will be a big challenge.
Is that their biggest test in the immediate term?
Well, it's very difficult to win away on the subcontinent because of conditions, right. But team-wise, yeah, South Africa probably poses the biggest challenge now.
And they need to keep winning, obviously, to stay number one.
Yeah.
And will they do that?
I think so, yeah.
Right. Well, we'll have to take you up on that in a few months' time. Cheers, Lee.
No worries.